from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, I think a group as a whole. I think George has made progress every day. I was fired up to see him make that play at the end of the 2-minute drive and his growth and development. George is a very instinctive football player. He sees the game well, and different ways, to use George. I've really so far enjoyed working with George, and he's producing. He's a critical part of our offense. And the rest of those guys, we got some mature veterans, and we got some tough-minded guys. Van, certainly Des Fitzpatrick shows up. Quez, Scotty, these guys are working in. So it's a tough-minded group. Calvin, of course, he's had a good spring since I've been here in the camp.
Doran, you and I are different guys.
Yes.
We got here different ways.
Yes.
You played 6 years in the NFL. You played football your entire life. But I saw your face just there, and I'm wondering if you heard Arthur Smith, whom you know, and are thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Tell me what you're thinking.
That was 42 seconds that Arthur Smith talked there, and he was asked about the wide receiver room, and he spent 35 of the 42 seconds talking about one guy.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I was thinking.
Yes. Well, Arthur Smith is very intelligent, and he knows that that's what people want to hear.
Okay.
They probably want to hear more about George than everybody else. And he's basically saying who's really sticking out right now. And he knows that, like, George is thought of being a number one wide receiver. It's not sexy to talk about the Scotty Millers, the Quez Watkins, but he has to give him some love as well. So he knows how to operate in that demeanor. But I see what you're saying. Like, okay, you talked about George, but everything else was just kind of like shoved it aside, and you mentioned
right
the other guys.
Right. So I don't know the guy from Adam. I don't. So my thought upon hearing that was, hey, how's your wide receiver room doing? Well, I'll talk about the only good player.
Yep.
That's how I took that. But that makes sense from your standpoint, too. As someone who does know Arthur Smith, he knows everyone's got questions about George and being an elite player in this league, and can he get there? I don't know if you saw the clip. Did you see it? Of his touchdown.
Yes.
Oh, 2-minute drill. Mike Tomlin orchestrates these from time to time in camp. And when I was at camp, that would always be the thing I pay attention to most. That is the livest of live as you can get.
2-minute, yes.
2-minute. It's super incredible. What's the word I'm looking for? Competitive.
Yes.
Woo! Pause 10 seconds for station identification.
I don't think you get zapped for that one.
I don't think I do either. Yeah. I do think I'm buffering a little bit. It's like that YouTube lug nut video. It just takes a second for the buffer to go down. It is as competitive a drill as they're going to do in training camp. It is the closest thing to real football they're going to get. Now, there are going to be things that Tomlin stretches. Like, for example, Jaylen Warren caught a ball and didn't get out of bounds, and Tomlin blew the whistle anyhow, and he said, let's play it like he did get out of bounds.
Yes.
Now, it's a learning experience for Warren, but also you want the drill to be completed and as competitive as possible. Final play of the drive. Justin Fields, who we've been told doesn't like to throw the ball over the middle of the field, throws a laser beam into traffic to where only George Pickens can go get it. Basically plucks the ball off the bottom of the goal line. A hell of a play by Pickens and a hell of a throw by Justin Fields.
That also says a lot about Justin Fields, because as you know, and you said you love that drill and you love the 2 minute in watching that, because it is very competitive. That's the one opportunity where the quarterback has the full reins of the offense and is like, there is no offensive coordinator. Like, you're calling the plays that you think is necessary. And there's something to take from that too. I mean, in a crunch moment, you're in the, what yard line were they on? Maybe like the 15?
I have to see where they started. 15, yeah.
Something like that. And for him to call that play and to target his number one wide receiver, knowing that he's going to give him a ball that's catchable, I think that has a lot to say about Justin Fields as well. It also has a lot to say about George too, because George knew he had to make a play in that moment, and you have to get lined up. You have to think. You have to be on the same page with Justin Fields at the same time. And I have to go back and look, but are you watching
it right now?
Where's George lined up?
George was lined up in the slot, baby.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Think about that.
Bunch set to the right. George Pickens lined up in the slot. Comes off the line unchecked. And he goes over DeMonte KZ, and he goes over a couple of linebackers underneath.
How many times did you see that last year? And how many times have we talked about if George is going to be a huge component in the number one wide receiver, he has to be able to move around. He has to be able to create matchups. And that has a lot to do with Arthur Smith, has a lot to do with, we said Russell Wilson at the time, but now you see Justin Fields doing that. Whenever you're in 2 minute, I don't care what point of camp you're in. I don't care what point of the season you're in. The quarterback has to know the situation, has to know the plays, and has to know what's going to execute. Everybody has to be on the same page in 2 minutes. I know I don't want to put that much stock into practices, but that moment, that was called by Justin Fields to bunch the set down. And George, I believe he probably would be the point guy, or is he the inside guy? Whatever it is, he is in the slot. He's bunched down. And to call that play and for both of them to execute it, that is getting advanced in the offense.
And just from a pure throw standpoint, back shoulder, yep. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. We have talked ad nauseum about George Pickens, the one-trick pony, slant guy, deep shot guy. But you don't have another solid wide receiver on the other side. Guys can prove themselves. Guys can separate fine. And I mean that as far as the depth chart is concerned, not about literal separation on the field. Knowing that he's the primary guy in passing situations that the defense is keying on, to have him in that moment, if this were a real game in the slot, is beautiful. It's beautiful. Are you coming over to look at it again? Oh, Doran's coming over here, a little live film breakdown. He's lined up right there. There's a big, tall guy.
Yeah, he's in the point.
In the point. Well, get on the microphone.
Oh, you can hear me. Everybody can hear me. See, that's what you're talking about. Like, that's what we were talking about with, okay, like, this receiver room doesn't have a pure number two or pure number one, but you can hide and get creative in situations like that where you can hide George Pickens, even though that he's the point, which is the number one guy, and then there's two guys outside of him in a bunch set. You don't know how that's going to disperse. So the defense is kind of just flat-footed, like waiting for things to develop, and then George is one-on-one with a safety.
Right.
Think about it. That's how you win. That's how you can be successful in this offense.
And you know what else he did too? Not to like go chapter and verse right on one play. He comes off a little slow off the line and gives the zone defender cornerback like half a second's pause where he waits there because he doesn't know, am I going with George or am I going with the wide receiver? Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. That's an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
That's scheme.
Yes. But it also is Justin Fields knowing to call that at that point of the field in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
That play's put in, but Justin Fields has to be like, okay, like where are we at? Oh yeah, bunch right, blah blah blah, X over or something like that. I mean that whole play, don't want to put too much into it, and I know we're getting in the weeds with the X's and O's, but that play should say a lot to where the Steelers are at and where Justin Fields is at and where George is at and where Arthur Smith is at. Just that play alone.
And we've talked about how the defense generally at this time of year is a step ahead of the offense, but you go down, you score a touchdown on a 2 minute drive. Again, not making too much,
right. But
I would rather see that than not. I would rather it be the offense makes the play than the defense, because we've come to assume that the Steelers defense will be pretty good. Pretty good. And even with the injuries, the Steelers were sixth in the NFL last year in points allowed defensively. I did say there's an injury that could affect the Steelers. And here it is, because I've been teasing it now for like 45 minutes. DeAndre Hopkins is out 4 to 6 weeks for the Titans. And when we have talked about the options for the Steelers to trade for a wide receiver, we've spent time on Ayuk and DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin and all these big name guys, but I think a realistic trade option was Treylon Burks, who's a first round pick a couple of years ago, and it hasn't really worked out for him super well in Tennessee because of the injury situation. They're not going to trade Treylon Burks now if DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
They got a young quarterback there that they need to be good. And if you're going to take two of his primary weapons away going into the start of the season, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Don't they have Calvin Ridley and Boyd?
I got to look.
I think they do. I think they might.
That's why Burks was thought of as an attainable target. Yes. Yeah. But I don't know that I'm doing that now without DeAndre Hopkins.
For sure.
Maybe a deadline kind of thing, but that could be another wide receiver that you scratch out.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.